When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, hour number two, Wednesday edition. We've got a lot to dive into this hour. We've got the Covenant School anniversary. I mentioned we want to talk about that. 1 year ago, the shooting there, six innocent people lost their lives, trans shooter. We still have not gotten that trans manifesto. Ron DeSantis got a big win over Disney. Remember that big dispute? We'll talk a little bit about that as well. But I wanted to keep talking about the announcement by RFK Jr. of his vice presidential pick, Nicole Shanahan, and what seems to be a panic that is set in among the Biden advisors over what RFK Jr. is doing potentially to his candidacy, particularly in swing states. And I always think, Buck, and maybe this will change, that you will see very often how the campaigns are acting to give you a sense of what their true polling shows. And let's go back in time. We mentioned in 1992, Bill Clinton wanted Ross Perot involved in everything. Wanted him on the stage for the debates. Wanted him involved in every single policy issue that he and George H.W. Bush had. Because he recognized that Perot cut into Bush's overall vote. In fact...
And cut into conversation. Can I finish?
Oh, that's very good.
Can I finish?
That might be top five of your impersonations. You could make the argument that George H.W. Bush wins in 92, potentially, if you don't end up in a situation where there is a third party. And lots of people voted for Ross Perot. I believe he got 18% of the overall vote, which is a high water mark for a third party candidate in the modern era. What we're seeing right now is there is a real panic in the Biden side about the impact RFK Jr. could have. And they even brought all the Kennedy family to the White House. I don't think we talked about it on the program to endorse Biden. And you're sitting around saying, okay, why is that? A lot of old school Democrat voters, I'm talking people in their 70s and 80s who grew up and have some fond recollection of the Kennedy era in their minds, of both JFK, of RFK, even maybe a little bit Teddy Kennedy, but have sort of that patina of what was the Camelot era. And they may walk into their voting booth and they recognize the name Kennedy and they have fond evocations of that era of the Democrat Party. And they may end up voting for RFK Jr. Now, right now, both sides, immediately after, Biden sent out a announcement saying that RFK Jr. is a right-wing zealot. Trump put out an announcement saying that RFK Jr. is a left-wing loon. So they're both trying to define RFK Jr. in a way that their base would find not likable. I asked the question, and I do really think it's true. We got a bunch of VIP emails, and one of them wrote in and said, fellas, yes, this is from Mark. RFK could beat Trump. Don't give them any ideas. They could still dump Joe and nominate RFK at the convention. Mark from Pennsylvania. They will not do that because they have decided that RFK Jr. is basically kryptonite to the Democrat Party. But I do think he would beat Trump if he were the nominee for the Democrat Party, because he has enough middle-of-the-road appeal. I think he would win. I mean, I think he would.
Well, let's not give them any
They're not going to do it. They they're not going to do it. Biden is a weak candidate, but I think RFK Jr. would be a stronger one.
It's going to be Biden, because you're going to have to buy me that big expensive steak. RFK Jr., this is from Donald Trump, from his Truth Social, which is now worth $5 or $6 billion, I think, his stake in it,
I will
right?
check Something. In real time, Buck. I think that it is, let's see, it is up another 15% today. Approaching $70 a share. DJT trading Trump Media and Technology, is Truth Social. It is now available for your purchase. As always, these meme stock situations, I would just say, if you're not a professional, be careful.
Yeah. RFK Jr., he writes, is the most radical left candidate in the race by far. He's a big fan of the Green New scam and other economy-killing disasters. I guess this would mean he is going to be taking votes from crooked Joe Biden, which would be a great service to America. His running mate, Nicole Shanahan, is even more liberal than him, if that's possible. Kennedy is a radical left Democrat and always will be. It's great for MAGA, but the communists will make it very hard for him to get on the ballot. I didn't know that Trump calls them communists. That's made my day. Expect him and her to be indicted any day now, probably for environmental fraud. He is crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, not mine. I love that he is running. Wow. Trump just, that's like a Trump-a-thon right there. I mean, he's covering a lot of ground. So on the one hand, he is throwing straight haymakers at RFK Jr. for being a left-wing Green New Deal commie lib. And on the other, he's like, but this is great because it'll take more votes from Biden. I hope he's right. I worry. I think it gives a lot of, like, not never Trumpers, but I don't really think Trump, kind of, center to right of center people, some other option that might go for Trump otherwise, but it's so hard to, I don't think there is a poll you could run or a polling company that could have the mandate of really determining this before the election with any, because it's such a small, it's 1% or 2% of the electorate. How are you going to know?
I think the more people that are on the ballot, the more it helps Trump. So if you get Carnell West, if you get Jill Stein, if you get RFK Jr. on ballots, because in general, I think the Trump people are more committed to Trump than the Biden people are committed to Biden. And that dilutes the anti-Trump vote and gets spread elsewhere. And I think that's why the Democrats are so panicked over the idea of no labels. Biden is just an anti-Trump vessel. That is basically his entire political campaign. It was in 2020, and it sounds like it's going to be in 24 again. He's not even trying to run on what he did. He's running on the fact that he's not Trump. And so the more not Trump votes there are, the more that gets diluted. That's a general analysis. Now, if it's just Trump, Biden, and RFK Jr., I get nervous that RFK Jr. pulls more from Trump than he does Biden. In a 5 or 6 person field, I think it ends up net benefit to Trump. I believe we have the audio, by the way, of that response from RFK Jr. to the Native American apology, which many of you are reacting to, either saying, I never knew that happened, or this is happening everywhere and it's crazy. So there's a lot of people out in the audience on both perspectives here. We played you that crazy Native American open. Here was RFK Jr. reacting to it.
I want to start out, first of all, for thanking all of you, and thanking Oakland, and thank all of you for being here today. I also want to thank the tribal chiefdoms, the Muekli Ohlone tribe, and the chairwoman of the tribal council for endorsing me today, for putting their faith in me. Oh, and they know very much. They that this struggle for indigenous rights has consumed a lot of my life, my personal and my professional life, and that this work is going to continue when we are in the White House.
I have so many things that this, first of all, this is why I don't trust him. Okay. I'm just saying, somebody opens their ceremony, opens their, you know, their press conference or whatever with the apology to the native tribes. Can't trust them. It's just a rule. It's just an ironclad. Cause what is this supposed to even do? Like, what is the purpose of this? By the way, this is from Janice. One of our VIPs wrote in, guess what? Every class in our museums, artist groups, and probably every other group in Washington state starts with an apology to the Native Americans with acknowledgement that it was all their land first. The Mexicans around here are trying to do the same thing and getting militant about it. Cheers. Well, that's a whole other thing. The irredentism of Mexicans about the lost lands of Mexico from the Mexican-American War. That was a fun vocab word for a day, by the way. I'd say this, man. I don't apologize to anybody for something that I haven't done. And I don't accept apologies on my behalf as part of some group. I apologize for nothing that I have not done myself. I don't apologize. Maybe if Ginger started to bark in public, I would apologize for her. That's it.
My wife apologizes for me all the time, so I appreciate that. And I probably need to apologize for my kids all the time too. But Buck, this whole idea of apology, I mentioned this to you because I had no idea. I went to Australia. They have a national sorry day before the New Year's fireworks celebration. I'm not even making this up. It's called a national sorry day, and they just apologize to everybody that was in Australia before them. A couple of things that I'm worried this is coming to the U.S. and I see it in some of these left wing jurisdictions in the U.S. Before they started the fireworks celebration in Sydney, one of the great fireworks celebrations for New Year's anywhere, they had an apology to the native people for taking their lands before the fireworks started.
The Aborigines, right?
Yes. When we toured the Sydney Bridge, beautiful bridge that connects over the harbor of Sydney, that you can take a walk over it, which is very cool. You get to see all of Sydney from there. At the apex, the tour guide said, I'd like for us all to pause here. And as we gaze upon, I'm not making this up, this is real. As we gaze upon the land, understand that this was not our land and that we took it from the Aboriginal people. Now, I can barely keep a straight face. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
That's a lie.
Yes, it's
a lie,
I know.
As well. I didn't take anything from anyone. That's a ritual-like
apology that exists in a place like Australia, which we otherwise think of. I think you said it. As you used to think of it as like, you know, it's like,
well,
East Berlin,
I thought it was England with better weather, but it's actually, yes, East Germany with kangaroos. Yes. No, it's absolutely true.
But how do you keep a straight face when you're apologizing for something that happened you had nothing to do with at all? I've never been to Australia.
That's what I mean. It is a perversion of morality to make demands of people based upon, what ancestors did. Okay. It is a perversion of basic culpability and individual responsibility, and it's wrong. It is an immoral thing to say somebody did something 150 years ago. You should feel sorry. I don't feel sorry
at all.
Maybe this is the thing. I do not feel sorry. I will not apologize. I don't feel sorry about what I did to the native tribes because I didn't do anything to the native tribes, okay? Do I wish that somebody could go back in time and get human beings to be nicer to each other, you know, 150 or 200 or 500 years ago? Yeah, sure. But I got other problems to worry about right now. I'm sorry. Like, when we talk about native rights, by the way, what are the native rights? They've already got giant ATM machines in the form of casinos that are able to operate on these reservations that just spit out money. No one else allowed to have this state-enforced monopoly. Like, what are the rights? They want all the land back? What is that?
Also,
what are we even talking about? It's absurd.
In addition to the fact that no one was alive today at all, those places have been built way better than they were before. Right? Do people wish that Australia had never actually been developed? Are you telling me that Australia would be better off, whatever you want to call the country, if there had been no one discovered it and it was still living in a primitive, like, incredibly not advanced culture? This is the big issue here in general is
Western civilization is good. It made everything better. Are there downsides to the way in which it occurred? Yes, of course.
I mean, the notion, so what was it going to be? They're going to be hermetically sealed off from the rest of the world
you're
forever?
That's not the question, I mean, right.
Because, by the way, you know, eventually they were going to get hit with something, their immune systems, which actually ended up happening, but it was going to happen at some point. There's going to be more human contact. Human contact is messy and violent, and, you know, human beings, ultimately, we are all animals, and we do bad things. This apology stuff, it is all just brain damage. It's brain mush. It's just bending the knee to this communist, Marxist claptrap. And I'm sick of whether it's about, you know, it used to be about class, but now we're so rich in this country that it's all about race and all about ethnicity all the time. We're all supposed to be, oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize for nothing that I have not done as a human being, and I will have no one apologize on my behalf for something I have not done as a human being. It's a very straightforward premise, but this whole thing is laughable. And the people who go along with it are imbeciles, and the people who demand it are just absolute babies.
That's well said. I would also point out anyone who lives in America today is incredibly fortunate to be here relative to global standards of wealth anywhere and quality of life.
I mean, you know, well, why is it
no matter how you got
the bad side for the, you know, the natives in this country or in Australia? It's like, yeah, also like how, you know, we never get a thank you for, you know, written language or the wheel or antibiotics or computers. You know, it's always just like, oh, Western civilization did all these terrible things. I don't know. Roads and rule of law are kind of cool, too. Like, it's not just all downside, but we can't even talk about that.
We can, because Western civilization is a good thing. And you know what else is a good thing? Cell phones, which we have because of Western civilization. If you want to save some money on your cell phone right now, you can sign up for Pure Talk. Switch to a Pure Talk today. Get a free Samsung 5G smartphone that will be built to last. Sturdy screen, quick charging battery, top-tier data security. Qualifying plans, just $35 a month, unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. My own 15-year-old, now he's now like 16. I can't keep up with the ages of these kids. They keep growing. My 16-year-old has his own Pure Talk phone. We use it to stay in touch with him. The average size family can save $1,000 a year by switching to Pure Talk today. How much more would you like to have as it comes close to Christmas? $1,000 to be able to buy presents for all of your family. That would make a big difference, I think, for a lot of you. You can make that happen right now by dialing #250, saying the keywords Clay and Buck. That is #250. Claim your eligibility for a free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone. Start saving on wireless today from your phone. Dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck. Make the switch to the cell phone company we rely on, Pure Talk.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Chalk up a win for Team Reality.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you?
It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Okay, so Joe Biden, the president, speaking about all the times that he went across the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which we all know, biggest news story really in the country this week, collapsed as a shipping container ship rammed into it, power outage, lost control, went into this pylon, and the whole thing came down. It's all on video. We've all seen it. Here is Biden talking about how many times he went over the Francis Scott Key Bridge via train.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car.
There are no trains that go over this this bridge. Now, I understand you could say, okay, he said train or by car or whatever. Biden's desire to always make himself part of the sympathy play and to lie, and he does this in a whole range of things. I mean, it's who he is. This is what he does all the time.
And you would think that some of his advisors would tell him, no, there is no train that goes over this bridge. So if you thought that, you are mistaken. We understand that you ride the friggin' train. You don't have to have a connection to the bridge. It's bad that the bridge fell. We don't need to know that you've been over the bridge before. It's just, you're right. He has to make everything connected to him. Yeah, it's very, very strange. Even when it requires a lie and even when it should have absolutely nothing to do with him. Last night, I was so grateful for the Giza Dream Sheets because, man, I didn't feel great yesterday. Maybe I'll talk about that a little bit. Oh. And I was on those Giza Dream Sheets, and I was so excited when we finished the shows yesterday. Just climb into bed, be able to go, and get some good night's sleep. I am thankful for my Giza Dream Sheets. You will as well. For a limited time, you can purchase a queen-size set for just $59.98, a king-size set for just $10 more. Use our names, Clay and Buck, as your promo code. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square to check out the sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. You'll get other details as well. 60% off the original My Slippers. My wife wears these, even sleeps in them. She loves them that much. Get hooked up today. MyPillow.com. Use our names, Clay and Buck, as the promo code. MyPillow.com. Code Clay and Buck. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Wanted to mention that it is the one-year anniversary of the Covenant School shooting that occurred in my hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. 1 year ago today, three students and three workers at that school were murdered by a trans shooter who was then shot and killed by police officers from Metro Nashville Police Department responding to protect the other people there.
We still don't know the full story of what motivated that trans shooter's decision to take all of these lives. And they have had a series of writings, been described as a manifesto, but it's a series of writings from her for a year now. And it's not been allowed to be discussed. And I just want all of you to think about this. Even in a red state like Tennessee, where I live, a crazy trans shooter who killed six innocent people, there has been virtually no discussion about what her motivations were or whether the trans identity might have in any way influenced or motivated her decision to take six innocent lives. I usually, Buck, as you well know, the motives of every mass shooter are released to everyone within 24 hours of their shooting. Even sometimes when you disagree with it being released, the full manifesto was at El Paso of the shooter at a Walmart, I think, in the El Paso area. Everybody saw that almost instantaneously. When the narrative is challenged, or when favored groups on the left are involved, the story disappears. The same thing happened up in Waukesha. Black guy drives a car through a Christmas parade, killing six, I think, there too, innocent people, mangling the bodies of many more. There's racist writings where he says that he wants to kill white people out there. Story pretty much vanishes. Joe Biden, to my knowledge, Buck, still never been to Waukesha, still never been to Nashville to help draw attention to these events.
If you were to work through what the political calculations are in holding back the manifesto, I think it makes it all pretty obvious what's going on here. Let's say for a moment that in the manifesto there is something along the lines of, you know, the trans genocide that is underway, which the left will, you'll hear that term say, wait, what? The left will talk about this. They will often also talk about the disproportionate violence that trans people suffer and all kinds of things to create this sense of there is a horrible evil that is underway against trans people. And if there's mention of that in the manifesto, which I think is very likely to be the case, again, I can't say because I don't know, because nobody knows, because we're not allowed to see it. And then also, if some of these states that have passed bills that are considered anti-trans in some capacity, whether it's, you know, you can't use whatever bathroom you want, or you can't play on the sports team, or you can't, the big thing has been, surgeries for minors, right? And
yes,
there are states like Tennessee is trying to, and if there's mention of that, the problem is that the left has set up their current civil rights crusade is about, transism, trans ideology. And if you have a case of a trans individual who is a terrorist, and a terrorist motivated by the very rhetoric that they are using to try to bully people into silence about 12-year-olds taking hormone blocking drugs and having their, you know, breasts removed or whatever it may be, that causes a problem for the crusade, right? That causes a problem for the new civil rights struggle of this era. So I think that's why there's such a there's such a powerful opposition to the release of the manifesto. Because what other reason, if it were about privacy or concerns about, specific details that could affect security or safety of people who are still living, whatever it may be, explain that, block out that stuff,
yeah,
Black out that stuff in the transcript. Maybe people would still have a problem with that, but at least you're moving in the right direction of transparency. To hold the entire thing back is completely inexcusable, because this is one of those things where the public has a right to know. And on other issue, you know, instances of mass, this is mass violence against children. She went in,
yes,
and shooting little kids. I mean, there's nothing more evil. It is not possible to do something more evil than what this person did. Maybe there's as evil, but there's not more evil than murdering small children. And Clay, you look at this, you say to yourself, they really expect us to forget about this? That's what we mean, meaning the manifesto they expect. And let's be honest, I think they want us to forget about the whole thing. I think the left in this country wants us to just, you know, the same way we're not supposed to think about the attempted mass assassination of congressmen back in 2018 on a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia by a guy who was shouting, this is for healthcare, shot Steve Scalise, tried to kill Senator Rand Paul, and among others. We're supposed to forget about this as well.
Brett Kavanaugh, guy shows up to try to murder him at his house because he wants to change the Roe v. Wade ruling back to avoid Dobbs taking effect. I have been told that part of the writings involves her casing schools and deciding to attack this school because she thought there was less security there. It's a big national story. If someone who is going to shoot up a school considers schools based on the security that's there, I've said for some time, I think every school should have armed security in the entire country. That doesn't seem controversial to me. My kids went to a public school that has armed security. One of mine's still there. I've got two in private school now. But my kids were in public school through sixth grade. I want public school kids to have armed security. I want private school kids to have armed security. This seems like it would be an important detail, if it's true, that a mass shooter is doing a reconnaissance. Do you think it's a coincidence, Buck, that mass shooters never seem to go after, by and large, places with large groups of armed people in them, right? There aren't that many times where a police station is stormed by a mass shooter. Sometimes there's deranged people who decide to shoot at police stations. It happens. Most of the time, mass shooters go places where they know there is not armed security. They may be crazy, but they're surveilling it for that purpose. So I just think it's on the one-year anniversary. Certainly for everybody who is recovering from that shooting, they have our thoughts. They have our prayers. We want them to recover to the best of their ability. And for people who lost family members, I cannot imagine how difficult a day like today, the anniversary, is to take you back into your mindset on that day. But for the larger American community out there, I think it's important that we know the full story and we know the full motivations. And so I wanted to make sure that we talked about it here because, frankly, I don't think you're going to hear very many media outlets even mention the one-year anniversary or the fact that we still do not have the full basis upon which that trans shooter decided to act.
It's even worse. We don't even have an official declaration of motive from law enforcement.
Correct.
They won't even say the motivation was the following. They have a manifesto. They know.
Yes.
They won't tell us. Why won't they tell us? And it reminds me of the height of this kind of dishonesty before this incident, I think, was reached. You remember the Pulse nightclub shooting?
Oh, yeah.
With a Muslim guy who goes in, jihadist who goes in, and he is killing all these people at a gay club. He's shooting them, and he called in on a cell phone, and they had the transcript of it. You remember the FBI released the transcript with blacked out words? And not only did they do that, go back. People forget about this. I have to remind people of this. Clay, they blacked out words and everybody knew what the words were.
Yeah.
It was Allah. It was ISIS. It was Islam. All of that was removed from the transcript that was officially released under the Obama administration. And, you know, because Islam, religion of peace, we're all supposed to say that was, remember, that was the declaration. I've never heard all the people who are always saying Islam is religion of peace. I never heard them say once that Judaism or Christianity were religions of peace. Only Islam. Which, just saying, I thought that was interesting in and of itself, right? Like, it's one thing if you want to claim that all religions are, but no, the only one we ever heard. But put that aside for a second. I'm not trying to get too deep into that conversation. They blacked out things from a transcript for no reason other than politics that were so obvious that every person with a fifth grade reading level knew exactly what was blacked. Why would they do that? You know, they're trying to control public information. They're trying to control public perception. And they do this with manipulating emotions around the most extremely emotional events, which are things like this, mass killings by deranged maniacs. So, but if they're willing to do that, If they're willing to black out things in a transcript and there's an official call, or not official, but, you know, there's a call that was made to the police, they'll lie to you about anything. That's the point. They'll lie about anything.
1 year anniversary. How many major media shows, counting this as one, will even mention the fact that we still don't have the full transcript today? What percentage?
Oh, I mean,
we might be the only ones.
And we might, maybe, you know, maybe one of our friends, you know, on talk radio will mention it later, or, that's it though. It won't get any mention. I don't even think it'll get mentioned on, maybe it'll get mentioned on Fox. I don't even think it'll get mentioned on Fox. We'll see. 800-282-2882. We're opening up those lines. Get to your calls here in just a moment. You know, credit card debt wreaks havoc on household budgets, but it doesn't have to be that way. American Financing can provide a solution. They're saving homeowners just like you an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity to pay off high interest debt. Mortgage rates are now in the fives, lower than they've been in some time. All it takes is a 10-minute call to their salary-based mortgage consultants to find out how much they can save you. Think about what you could do with an extra $854 a month. That's $10,000 a year. Call American Financing today. They never charge any upfront fees. You may even be able to delay two mortgage payments. American Financing's number is 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the five start at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-777-8109 for details about credit costs and terms.
Need a break from politics? A little comedy to counter the craziness? So do we. The Sunday Hang, a weekend podcast to lighten things up a bit. Find it in the Clay and Buck podcast feed on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. Dave McCormick, running for Senate in Pennsylvania, is going to join us in just a few minutes to talk about that critical race against Casey. I think three-term incumbent, 18 years that guy's been a senator. So it's a steep climb, but we think Dave McCormick is the guy to get it done. Also, remember, if you want to send us emails, please become a Clay and Buck VIP. Go to clayandbuck.com. You can sign up, be a VIP there. You got the special email address. John is among our VIPs. He writes, Buck, I appreciate you, man, and thank you for what you do. In the spirit of being factual, I want to point out that Israel was an invited guest to Egypt, Genesis 45, 10 through 11, and 17 to 18. I agree mankind has engaged in slavery throughout history and land grabbing, and this was true with Egypt enslaving Israel, who were originally their guests. Yes, John, you are correct. I was just kind of mid-rant and being, first they were brought in, and then they were enslaved, but they didn't stay as invited guests. They were enslaved. And now there's even people, you know, there's all this back and forth over the archaeological record as to, you know, were they really enslaved? How long were they enslaved? And were they there? And, you know, biblical archaeology is way beyond my, knowledge and understanding, I'll just say. But, yes, you are correct on that one. So I wanted to, correct the record. You got one?
I just think it's funny.
You're smirking at me.
That's so serious. And then we also have, come on, guys. This is from Jeff. The Beatles, Stones, Zeppelin, rock, all the greats were in the 60s and 70s. Far better music than the 90s. Now, I knew we were going to get a bunch of this, and we did, from 60s and 70s rock guy. My point is the range of music, if you think about it. There was elite new rock music being released, elite new rap music being released, elite new country music being released, all in the 1990s. The range of music that was crescendoing, peaking, to me felt like the 90s. And I'll make an argument here, Buck. I was reading over the weekend. You know, it's the 25th anniversary of the Matrix movie, the original Matrix, one of the great movies out there.
I think one of my 10 favorite movies of all time. Definitely one of the top 10 action movies and sci-fi movies of all time. It's amazing.
You know what they say in that movie? Remember, it's actually the year 2199, but they said that our society, humanity, peaked in 1999. So that was why they set it there, because people were the happiest. And so, and again, go back and watch The Matrix 25 years later.
I kind of think they're onto something. I sort
that's
of
my,
think human
that's
civilization,
my question.
In terms of advancement and happiness and everything else, you know, right around 2000, you had cell phones, you had computers, you had, you know, obviously antibiotics, advanced medicine, a lot of creature comforts, a lot of good things going for us, but before social media, before some of these things that have taken over our lives.
I ask my kids this stuff now, and they're young, so they haven't lived through a lot, but I'll make the argument, old man dad that I am. What is better today that wasn't just as good in the late 90s? What is better today? Now, you can say, like, cell phones.
I have a couple of answers for this.
Okay, what would you say? What would your argument be? What is better today than the late 90s?
It'd be interesting to put this out there for all of you as well. What do you think's better today than the late 90s? In terms of stuff, okay, we're not talking, you know, in terms of the things in our lives, I would say food has gotten a lot. I remember when I used to drive, my family would drive from New York to Charlottesville for every 4th of July and every Thanksgiving to see my family that lived in Charlottesville, Virginia. My dad's mom, my dad's brother. And, you know, catching good food along the way, not so easy. You know, there weren't that many good places.
That's an interesting argument. Nobody's ever made that argument.
Food has gotten better in more places than, you know, if you go back, like early 90s, there was a lot of garbage food. A lot of bad food in places. Food has improved dramatically. You can get great food pretty much anywhere in America now, with like very few exceptions, within a 10 or 15 minute
I would
drive.
Never have thought food would be the argument for what's better than in the 90s. But that's interesting. All right, so food is one. Is there anything else? Like, what else would
the
you argue?
The fact that 95% of my shopping is done online. I spend no time in stores, no time trying on jeans, because I hate jeans, stuff like that.
But I would argue late 90s, you had that. It's just gotten better. Like, the speed of the internet is better. The only thing I can think of, taxi service is far better. Think about that. In American life, compared to the late 90s, it was hard, unless you live in, like, New York City, to get a taxi cab. The Uber universe is far better. Transportation, I would argue, in that respect, is better. But what I'm actually fascinated by what you guys would say is actually better. I don't know that there's very much that's better. Just think about it, because the overall, you know, American Happy Index has collapsed since the early 2000s. Why?
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.